We begin on the bottom of Chesamad Beis, last line. The Gemara before mentioned that for 180 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Romans were subjugating the Jews. Now this Braisa wants to challenge that and say it wasn't just 180 years, it was actually longer, it was 206 years. So let's begin. Meu shmonim mesulo. It's only been 108. It was only 180 years of subjugation. V'atani Rabbi Yosi b'Rebbe malchus pras b'fnei habayis shloshim v'arba shana. The Persian kingdom lasted for 34 years after the building of the second base of Mikdash, followed by malchus Yavan b'fnei habayis meu shmonim shana, 180 years of Greek reign. Followed by Malchus Chashmonoi b'fnei habayis meyav shalosh, followed by 103 years of the Hasmonean dynasty, followed by Malchus Beis Hordus meyav shalosh, followed by 103 years of the Herodian dynasty, a combination of Hasmonean and Roman rule. Mikan ve'elach, seva chashav kama shanim achar chorban habayis. From that point on, you can begin the calculation how many years there were after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, stood for 420 years, 34 of the Persian, 180 of the Greek, 103 of the Hasmoneans, and 103 of the Herodian dynasty. But for our purposes, we get to the number 206. How so? The Roman rule began when the Jews conspired with them to destroy the Greeks, which means the 103 year dynasty of the Hasmoneans and the 103 year of the Herodian dynasty were all officially under Roman rule. So therefore says the Gemara, Alma Masan Vishis Havu. You see that it's 206 years of Roman rule, not 180. Fa'at Amart Meu Shmonim Havu. You tell me it's only 180? So rather explains the Gemara, Ela Esrin Vishis Shnin Kamu Beheminu Sayu Behadi Yisrael V'lo Ishtabdu Behu. Now, for the first 26 years, as we mentioned before, the Romans treated the Jews as equals. They didn't subjugate nor oppress them. And therefore, it's not part of the calculation of the years of subjugation. So the 180 doesn't include the 26. Whereas here, in this Bryce, it includes the full Roman rule, which was 206 years. That's why here, in our Gemara, it doesn't include in the calculation the other years when they were not being subjugated. Now the Rav Papa goes on somewhat of a tangent. The previous Gemara mentioned if a person wants to calculate the years after the destruction of the second base of Mikdash, they calculate after these 420 years. Now, Rav Papa modifies that a little bit with the help of Rashi. This is fairly complex. Hopefully, you can follow along. Amar Rav Papa, Itai Haitana Velo Yada Prati Kamahava. If a Tana, here a Tana doesn't mean that Tanoim, it means a teacher or a Rebbe, someone of that nature. If a teacher made a mistake and no longer recalls how many years it's been since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, how is he going to know? What should he do? Says the Gemara, here's the solution. L'shaile l'safra, go ask a scribe. Scribes always know because scribes are writing in the documents. A divorce, bill of divorce, a contract, they're writing the year and the date. So ask them what the date is, and then you'll know exactly how many years it's been since the destruction of the second base of Mikdash. There's only one problem, though. When a scribe writes the year in his contracts, he doesn't write it. Year one is not the destruction of the second base of Mikdash. Year one is the beginning of the Greek reign. And not the beginning of the Greek reign, as Rashi explains, but rather the sixth year of the Greek reign. And if you do the calculation then, from the sixth year of the Greek reign till the destruction of the second base of Mikdash is 380 years. Which means that if a Tana wants to know the date because he forgot how many years it's been since the destruction of the first base of the second base of Mikdash. So he asks a scribe, "What year is it?" The scribe will tell him, "It's year 480." So what the Tana has to do is he has to subtract 380 years from that number of 480, and he'll know that it's actually been 100 years since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So all you need to do is just subtract 380 and you'll always get the right number. However, the Gemara tries to give you somewhat of a trick. It's not a great trick, but the Gemara says, instead of subtracting 380, just add 20 to the number that the scribe gives you, and then you'll get to the same number. What do you mean? Well, if the scribe tells you it's 480, so add on 20, you get to 500. Well, that doesn't exactly work. So that's why the Gemara said that the Tana doesn't know the prati. Lo yada prati kamahava. He doesn't know the details. What do you mean he doesn't know the details? He knows the general, but not the details. So the general idea, he knows the century. He just doesn't know the actual 10-digit or the 1-digits. And that's why you end up getting the same number. It's 00. We know when you subtract 380 from 480, you get 100. But here, the Tana already knew which century it was in. So you just add the 20 and you get to 100. You get to 00. Okay. So again, it's probably easier to subtract the 380, especially when you have a calculator, than to add the two zeros and then figure out and already know the century. But nevertheless, that's what the mnemonic device, the rabbis, or Rav Papa, suggested. V'simanach, and what's... Oh, so let me finish that statement. Itai haitana v'lo yade pratikama havu l'shayle l'safra kama ksiv. Ask the scribe how much, what year is it? What did he write in the document? V'nitfilayo esrin shnin, then add on 20 years to that number. U'mishkach le'lechumra, you'll find the solution for yourself. V'simanach, and what is the mnemonic device to always remember this? Zeli esrim shana anochi b'veisecha. When Yaakov said to Laban, I've been in your house for 20 years. So that's how you'll always remember, and if you need to get the exact year, how many years it's been since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, ask the scribe for the date, Brias HaOlam, the number that they use, not Brias HaOlam, the number that they use for the contracts, and just add on 20 years and you will figure it out. Conversely, says Rav Papa, Itai Safra, let's say the scribe made a mistake. Now the scribe wants to know when year one was from the Greek Empire, in other words, year 6. He needs to know that date to write it in his documents. How is he going to figure out what the exact date is? So if he is confused, what he should do is Nishaile Litana. Then he has to ask the Tana and ask him, what year is it? What year is it, or how many years have passed since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? So if, as Rashi says, if the Tana tells him it's been 230 years since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, well, what the scribe has to do is just add 380 years to that number. So he'll know, oh, it's 610 years. So when I have to write a contract, it'll be 610 years since, year one in the divorce, in the get that he has to write, or the contract that he has to draw up. However, instead of just adding 380, which would, again, be the easier way to go about it, in my opinion, the Gemara says what he should do is, he should niftzer minayu esrin shnin, just subtract 20 years, u'mishkach le'lechumre, and you'll figure out the solution. How so? Because again, the assumption is that the scribe and the Tana, they both know the century. What they don't know is necessarily is the 10-digit and the single digit. So if you have the year is 230, so you know you just deduct 20 years from the 30 to get to 10, and you'll know that it's whatever century it's been, with the last two digits being 1 and 0. Okay, v'simanach, and what's the mnemonic device for the scribe to always go down? Safra b'tzira, the scribe always takes away. Tana tosva, the Tana always adds on. So we just to recap, we did two things. First, we've shown that the Romans did in fact rule for 206 years, but the first 26 were peaceful. The other 180 were unkind to the Jewish people. That was number one. And in terms of calculations, whenever you want to figure out how many years it's been, if a Tana wants to figure out how many years it's been since the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, he has to add on 20 years from what the scribe tells him, and he can figure out the century. And if the Sofer, if the scribe wants to figure out how many years it's been since the sixth year of the Greek rule, for his contract purposes, he needs to subtract 20 years from what the Tana tells him, and then he can figure out the century himself. Or alternatively, the easier way is that the scribe would just have to add 380 years to what the Tana tells him, and the Tana would subtract 380 years from what the scribe tells him.